Assunta Maria Palota was born in August of 1878 in a little village called Forz in Italy. The village lies 700 meters above sea level, and the atmosphere is one of serenity and simplicity. Of a gentle and peaceful nature, Assunta was the ray of sunshine in the family home, where she was the eldest of four boys and two girls. Although Assunta's childhood was relatively happy, her family lived in great poverty. She attended school just for the time necessary to learn to read and write. In spite of her young age, very soon, she had to devote herself fully to the life of the family. She was a skillful little housekeeper, full of good sense and very active, and she helped her mother in everything. In order to help her family, she courageously faced the humblest and hardest work. When still very young, her attraction for prayer could already be seen. She had a filial tenderness for the Blessed Virgin, and she could be seen setting up little altars or decorating with flowers the pictures of the beloved Madonna in the countryside. She also enjoyed gathering children of her own age together in the church or under the porch to speak to them about the goodness of God with all the fervor of her heart. At the age of 12, Assunta received Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. It was an inexpressible moment of happiness for her, the memory of which would remain as one of the most beautiful of her life. As a teenager, everyone who knew her was struck by her serenity in look and manner. She was a girl of calm common sense. Her spirituality was really quite simple. To God, she offered her heart in frequent prayer. Then, as a continued prayer, she dedicated her exterior actions. Drawn to give her life entirely to God, Assunta confided in a parish priest who was her spiritual director and who encouraged her vocation. When she was 19, Assunta decided to enter the convent but encountered many obstacles, not least among them her mother's objections and a lack of dowry. But prayer prevailed, and at last a letter from Rome, from the founders of the Franciscan Missionaries of Mary, arrived, which gave Assunta permission to enter. Assunta began a postulancy at St. Helen's Convent in Rome. During her time as a postulant, Assunta was employed in the kitchen, humble and silent. She fulfilled her charge so perfectly that for a long time, she was cited as a model to those who came after her. On 9th October, 1898, Assunta was received as a novice and sent to the convent at Grotta Ferrata. Here, Sister Maria Assunta was employed in work in the fields. In this modest field of work, sparing herself neither time nor trouble, Sister Maria Assunta was happy, as in the most attractive work. To serve God and neighbor in the humblest and most mortified ways was a motto. It enabled her to feel a true Franciscan joy. There, at the end of November 1898, Assunta met Mother Mary of the Passion. Upon learning that Assunta came from an area called the Marches, Mother Mary of the Passion said, "That is the land of saints. You must become a saint too." Assunta had a watchword in the depth of her heart. Assunta was throwing away these simple words as a precious heritage. In January of 1902, Sister Assunta left her beloved Grotta Ferrata to join a new convent in Florence. For 2 years, she was to be the joy of this house. Without having any fixed employment, she helped in all the charges. When there was extra work or when a harder job presented itself, one was sure to find her ready. She accepted the request for a service with a lovely smile. Nothing changed her good humor. This angelic patience, the gentleness of her character, caused her to be sent as a helper to the infirmary where the sick benefited from the charitable devotedness of their improvised nurse. On March the 19th, 1904, together with 9 other Franciscan missionaries of Mary, Assunta set sail for China. Ardently, Sister Maria Assunta began to study the Chinese language in order to be able to speak of the goodness of God to those around her. In the convent, where the Franciscan nuns cared for 400 orphans, Sister Maria Assunta joyfully worked in the kitchen. She did her work there with as much diligence and care as she would have taught catechism. To accomplish her daily duties as perfectly as possible seemed to her to be the best way of working as a true missionary. Now, a serious epidemic of typhus broke out in the community, and she fell victim to it. When one of her fellow religious sisters seemed about to die of the disease, she asked to die instead, and her prayer would soon be granted. She bore the suffering with great patience, and fortified by the rites of the Holy Church, she died at sunset on April 7th, 1905. Being then only 27 years old. On November 7, 1954, Sister Assunta was beatified by Pope Pius XII. 8 years after Sister Assunta's death, when the community was moving to Tai Yuan Fu, the bishop asked for the body of Sister Assunta to be transferred. The disinterment revealed the fact that the body was incorrupt. After being exhumed, the body remained exposed to the air in the chapel of the cemetery for a month without being affected. Once again, God showed his favor for the little missionary sister who lived for him alone. The church officially recognized the little Italian girl whose life had been a song of simplicity, purity and love, and who is indeed the beloved of Christ, whom she had served so devotedly. Blessed Maria Assunta Palota, pray for us.